This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares Class. I am the most fortunate guy in the world. I really am. I get a chance to spend 2 hours a day with some of the most wonderful people in the world. And I'm talking about your instructors and your class. I really am fortunate. I get a chance to learn 2 hours a day. I get a chance to spend time with my closest friends, and it truly is a blessing. Kathy, you've got a full syllabus today.
And I feel the same way, Vince. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
You know, Vince, I've been reading and observing. I actually went to the store, and I went to some of the markets and the farmers markets and was looking around and kind of gathering information, and what I guess kind of giving some information here that can help people. One of the things that I am hearing is that people are commenting on cans, like your canned fruit and produce, and I mean beans and things like that, vegetables. And what they're saying is that Walmart cans are rusting. And it's the Great Value brand. And they are saying that they'll buy them, and then they get on the shelf, and pretty soon they're getting rust on them. So I don't know if there's, obviously there's some kind of moisture, so I'm not sure whether if it's a metal change that they've done or whether the cans got wet and they were sitting in something, but it wasn't just one area. It was people from all over the country. So that, I would tell people to check that if you have the Great Value brand and look at that. And one of the other things too, Vince, is that people are commenting on the cans being thin. They are denting more easily, and they are, they're like after they're on the shelf for so long, the food is not staying as fresh as before. And one lady, she said she found a can that was 5 years old, and she said that she looked at the new can, and she said you could definitely tell that the can was much thinner. And then she said she had trouble opening it with the regular can opener, like the one that you crank, some of the newer cans. So, I guess that's a whole other thing. I was at the store, and a can of canned peaches was $2.49 for that. So, you know, I think the moral of my story today is be as self-sufficient as you can possibly be and do what you can. Fruit and produce is so expensive. I thought that right now it would be cheaper, Vince, but it's really not. I thought, you know, through the summer, there was little things here and there that I came across. And what I noticed, Vince, was that, like, a lot of the stores, if you look at their ads, not always, it's worse than it used to be, but they'll have, like, one thing. They might have grapes for 99 cents a pound, and then everything else is high. We had a store near here. They had their bean cherries were 99 cents a pound, and they were from Michigan, and they were absolutely wonderful. And I bought quite a bit. And then when I went back at the end of the week, they had them down for 48 cents a pound. So I bought quite a bit. And they lasted quite a long time. I mean, they were that fresh. So when you can find things like that, then stock up. But, you know, watermelons are $8 and $10 a lot of places now. Now, I know we're getting toward the end of the season, Vince, but I'm just amazed that I can't believe how much it's going to be toward the end of the year. So I guess I'm just saying to people, if you can find the sales at the markets right now or at your farmer's market or that some people, we have a lot of people that grow where I'm at, and, like, you'll drive down the road to have little stands, a self-serve stand, so you can get, you know, onions and cucumbers and tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. But some of the things, Vince, that I did this week, I have a neighbor who has pear trees, apple, peach, and cherry tree. And this year for him has been a bumper crop. And so he has called me and he has said, do you need any more? And I'm like, well, maybe I'll come get some. And the next thing I know, he came down with a 5-gallon bucket of pears and a 5-gallon bucket of apples, plus another 2-gallon bucket of apples. So I've been making applesauce, apple butter, apple pear butter. So I'm at the point now where I have so much of that. What I'm going to do now is with the apples, I'm going to, whatever I have left here, I'm going to slice them uniformly. You can use your food processor. You can use a knife. But I'm just going to slice them and put them in a bowl and sprinkle a little bit of sugar and a little bit of cinnamon on them, just enough to coat them, but not a lot. And I just lay them on my dehydrator, and you can dehydrate and make apple chips. And they dehydrate. Like, if you do them in the morning, they would be done probably by late afternoon, maybe early afternoon. And so I just put them in a canning jar. And I did the same thing with pears. I had so many pears that I did the same thing. So I had 2 dehydrators going, Vince. And it's just, I guess I took advantage of an opportunity. So in the wintertime, the way I'm looking at it is I can have those for a snack, but I could also do, like if you were going to make oatmeal, you could just chop them up a little bit or just put them in your oatmeal, or, you know, the pears or the apples, or if you've got frozen, like strawberries or raspberries. So that's just some of the things that I've done with, you know, some of the produce that I've come across. And I'm still trying to get my garden wrapped up. I have so much, Vince, that I have to do out there. Parts of it, I hate to admit, they're so overgrown that when I get everything harvested, I'm going to have to, like, really dig some stuff up and move it around. So I've never let it get this bad, but it's just been one of those years trying to garden. I don't know about you, Vince.
Well, if you notice, Kathy, I haven't sent you a picture of our garden.
I know it's not there anymore.
There are biting insects, stinging insects that just hang out there, and you go in the garden and you're going to get attacked. That's one thing. A lot of insect bites, and that's one thing. The other thing is that the garden got out of control. It got away from us this year, as you've said. So it's not just you. That's why you haven't seen a picture of, you know, us patting ourselves on the back saying, look at this, you know, because it doesn't look that great. We've gotten great tomatoes. We've gotten great peppers this year. I mean, truly outstanding. The corn fizzled out at zero on the corn because of the 100-degree days and a little over 100 degrees. And it was so hot, we couldn't go out for more than 15 minutes at a time on certain days. So the weather was working against us. But you've said some very interesting things about the cans. So as you were saying this, I have not seen what you're saying about the rusting cans. But I have seen that, I will connect some dots. I have seen cans in the barn. I'm not talking about food cans. I'm talking about cans that we've saved. And a mouse might go on there and set up housekeeping and then urinate on the can, and it'll rust. So I'm thinking that what you're probably seeing with food cans rusting on the outside, I'm not saying it's mice, but what I am saying is it's liquid. And I'm thinking that we've had tremendous floods. We've had downpours. We've had raw sewage flowing in the streets of cities, and trucks have been trapped there. I'm talking tractor trailers and food delivery trucks, those kinds of trucks. And I'm thinking that some of the food cans might have been sprayed by some of the water that's running in these streets with all of this flooding. And also in the warehouses might have gotten flooded or water in them and or splashed as the forklifts are going through the warehouses. So water, I think, is probably getting on these cans. And it may be more than water. It may be more water mixed with whatever else is churned up with these downpours. That's just a thought. And I can't prove any of that. It's just my imagination running wild. So don't believe anything I say, class. And I don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media, especially here at USA Prepares. But that's a thought. Now, as far as the can openers, you're absolutely right. We have Swing-A-Way can openers at our house. Swing Away. And I believe that they are the finest mechanical can openers ever made. And we've been using them for, well, my grandmother used them in the 1950s. So our family's been using them for over 70 years. Well, they're not working so well anymore. They don't open the cans, and you have to go round and round and round, you know, with a crank to get the can to actually to have the cutter pierce through the lid. You're right. So the dimensions are not right, or they are not the same standard they used to be, the dimensions for the rim on the can for opening the can with the standard can opener. That's changed, I believe. That's one thing. I think the metal might have changed as well. And in terms of being thinner, absolutely. Because back in the 1950s, 1960s, the supermarkets or the grocery stores would have you know, a very small area of dented cans, very small. And you could buy dented cans at maybe half price. But there'd be just a couple dented cans. Now, when we order cases of, let's say, corn or beans or baked beans from the Internet, the cases come with dented cans. Now, either they're dented before they're put in the box or they're dented during shipping. But it didn't used to happen. So I believe that the cans are thinner, exactly what you're saying. They are less able to absorb the shock of the handling. And so the cans are getting dented. They're harder to open. You're absolutely correct there. But I've noticed something else, and I've said this for the last couple of years. Pasta. Pasta seems to have bugs in it that just pop out. And these darn pasta manufacturers deny it. They go, oh, no, 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 no. Like, no, not our pasta. No, 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 because, see, we heat treat it, and there's no way. Well, they're coming out of the pasta noodles. It's not like they're invading the box. It's not like they're drilling through the box that the pasta comes packaged in and working their way into the noodles. They're popping out of the noodles and eating their way through the plastic lens that you, you know, the plastic clear window on the pasta boxes, and they're eating their way through the box. That's what's really happening. But the companies are denying that. And it doesn't matter what the brand is. It doesn't matter. Except for one brand that seems to be more immune than the others, and that would be pasta that Sam's Club was selling from Italy. That seemed to be more immune. Not totally immune, but way more immune from the bugs. The next thing that you mentioned was Farmer's Market and 5-gallon buckets. Farmer's Market, we investigated selling our vegetables at the Farmer's Market, but they want to come visit the farm. They want to inspect the farm whenever they feel like it. No dice. No dice. We are not willing to be inspected by a group of individuals who own a farmer's market to prove that we actually grew what we're offering. But evidently, there's some liars and cheats out there.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we got cut off by the commercials. But what I was saying is that farmers markets that are owned by individuals want to come and inspect and make sure you're really a farmer and you're growing what you're selling. I can kind of understand that. But the problem I have is I don't want to be treated as a criminal because I'm not one. And I find it offensive that there are people who are out there at farmers markets who are not farmers, who are buying things who knows where and selling them as if they're farmers. You know, they'll have tomatoes and peppers and corn and whatever else they're selling at higher than supermarket prices, and they didn't grow it. There's something wrong with this picture. So what the owners of the farmers markets are doing, these are individuals who own some property that, you know, a city lot or something that they can't build on for some reason, so they just open it up and rent the space to farmers. Well, they want to see if the farmers are actually growing what they are offering. And I can sort of understand it, but I'm not willing to let somebody I don't know come traipsing around our farm for whatever reason, you know, they want, whenever they want. So we're not selling at the farmer's market. It's kind of a decision we made. So what do? We're giving our excess to our neighbors. That's what we're doing. It's going to good use, but it's not being wasted. But there's so many dishonest people that are causing problems for everybody else who happens to be honest. Last thing is 5-gallon buckets, Kathy. You mentioned getting apples and pears in 5-gallon buckets. I think that's wonderful. And your neighbor sharing with you. And that's what we're doing. It's the right thing to do. But the 5-gallon buckets are breaking. Class, I'm not kidding. I have never seen anything like this before. It used to be a 5-gallon bucket would last forever. And I'm talking decades. Well, now we're finding that we bought some paint in a 5-gallon bucket a couple of years ago, and the bottom of the bucket cracked and paint's leaking on the floor. Whoever, I'm not talking about this thing being thrown around and moved from place to place to place or freezing. It hasn't frozen. It's in the garage. It doesn't freeze in the garage. It's part of the house. And the bottom of this 5-gallon bucket that sold at a big box store cracked. And then 5-gallon buckets of engine oil. We buy, you know, engine oil by the pallet. And sometimes if it's better priced in a 5-gallon bucket than 1 gallon or quarts, we'll buy the 5-gallon bucket. And they're cracking. So they're leaking on the floor. So then what we have is a 5-gallon bucket inside another 5-gallon bucket. You take a leaking bucket and put it in a bucket that hasn't leaked yet just to contain the contents. This is nuts. But that's where we are. And then the plastic bale handles, you know, they used to be metal handles with a sleeve that make it easy and comfortable to carry, you know, a 50-pound bucket when it's filled with paint or oil or something like that. Well, they replaced them with a new fun kind, which would be plastic, and you pick up the handle, and the bucket stays on the ground, and the handle's in your hand because the handle broke after 2 years. And then
okay. I have the same problem, Ben.
So it's not just Missouri buckets. It's no. Missouri and Ohio buckets. Yeah, this is happening. I was using a 1.5 gallon bucket our son bought. He bought about 10 of them at a company that sells used buckets. So the food grade material comes in them. And so we bought 10 of them. I think they were 75 cents a piece. They were all rinsed out. And so we used them here at the farm. I put some contents in it. And I had an empty bucket in the garage. And I put it down on the floor, the garage, the concrete floor. And it shattered. The bucket shattered. What? So if you're thinking that you can take a bucket and drill a couple holes in it and use it as a flower pot and grow some plants, you know, in your house, you might have water all over your hardwood floors because the bucket cracked, you know, a year or two later. This is something you're not expecting. And what about, Kathy, what about milk jugs? I'm talking about these plastic milk jugs. Have you seen them shatter yet?
You know, Vince, I just had an issue last winter. I have it's more of a one that I use for for my sewing. I need a lot of heat. It's a more of a professional one, and it tells me to use spring water, and I can't use distilled. I can't use reverse osmosis. They said it will ruin it, so I have to buy the spring water, and it comes in those plastic jugs, like milk jugs. And one leak on my floor. Fortunately, I caught it before much happened, but I transferred it to vinegar jugs just to protect it then.
Yeah, and the vinegar jugs are much, much heavier, thicker walls, more heavy duty than the milk jugs. And we buy water at Menards, distilled water for our solar battery bank. Probably a couple hundred gallons a year. And we find about three or four.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Forecasters predicting Hurricane Lee will reach the New England coast by tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says Lee will likely still be a large and dangerous cyclone when it reaches southeastern New England late tomorrow and will then move over Maine and Atlantic Canada during the weekend. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry. The United Auto Workers Union preparing for a strike against Detroit's Big Three automakers. Yesterday, Union President Sean Fain ruled out any extension of the existing contracts. San Diego authorities reporting a surge of migrants at the border with Mexico. Hundreds of migrants, including some from Africa and Asia, have been gathering in the space between the two border barriers south of the city. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, what's causing this plastic to crack? Well, believe it or not, the research that I've done says that the recycled content is too great. So, plastic is being recycled. And those old bottles and jugs and buckets are being melted into liquid plastic and injection molded into new plastic items. And that's why when you put down your plastic laundry hamper, the bottom shatters. That's why your milk jugs shatter. That's why your 5-gallon paint buckets crack and leak all over your garage floor. That's why your 5-gallon engine oil buckets crack and leak all over your floor. This is what's going on. So recycling is a good thing if you use the recycled material properly. If you look at cardboard boxes and you wonder why in the heck they're so flimsy, it's because they've been made with recycled cardboard and paper. And they can't stand up to the task of containing whatever it is that you're trying to ship in those recycled cardboard boxes. That's where we are today. Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, and I would say it's so funny that you talked about the 5-gallon buckets, because I have stacks of them in my unorganized corner of the barn. That's another thing I have to get to before it gets cold, but I was thinking maybe I don't need that many, but I don't think I'm going to get rid of them because they're older and they have the metal handles.
Absolutely.
So I'm hanging on to those now.
Kathy,
but you're right.
I was thinking about you. Every time I go and into the barn and pick out some 5-gallon buckets that we have stacked one side the other, I think about you because you asked me, how do you keep them from sticking together? And what I do is, you know that brown rolled paper that comes as packing material when you buy something from, let's say, Sam Club or maybe even the Chinese factory outlet? They use it as packing material, and if you straighten it out, you can roll it up and make it into a smaller size roll. That's what I do. And I tear off maybe a foot and a half of that, and I stick it in between the outer bucket and the one I'm putting inside. So I leave a tail sticking out where I can see the tail of this brown paper, and it keeps the buckets from sticking together when I stack them one on top of the next on top of the next. So I might have 5 or 6 buckets stacked, in one vertical stack. And when I see those buckets and that brown paper, I think about you and the class we taught about how to keep the buckets from sticking together.
Yeah, that's such a brilliant idea. And, Vince, I think the other thing is, I think if you don't let them dry completely and you put them, if they've got any moisture in them, I believe that makes them stick together, too. So before I've been stacking them, I just leave them all completely dry overnight in the barn, and then I'll stack them if I have to, like the smaller ones. I've got some, they're probably 2.5 gallon or maybe 3. Maybe 2. I'm not sure. They're small. I got different sizes of those. But save your, save those and save all your vinegar jugs. Sometimes you can get, if you buy the heavy-duty orange juice containers or apple juice in those, half-gallon sizes, those are normally a thicker plastic. But I don't store any water or any liquid in the milk jugs anymore because you're right, Vince. They leak. This is the second time I've had the distilled or the spring water ones leak all over my floor. And I've had it happen in my basement too. So,
Kathy, I'm concerned about that. I guess the instruction manual that said use spring water in an iron. Is that what you were saying?
That's what it says, Ben.
You ought to check this out, but I think that the person who wrote that did not understand the difference between spring water and distilled water. And here's what happens. So if you have water, just water out of a tap, call it hard water, it has dissolved minerals in it. And what happens is as that iron works, the heating element, the iron, evaporates that water, raises it to steam. And a lot of that water you put in evaporates into steam, so you have to keep putting more and more in there. But what's left behind is the minerals, because as Greg Lesher's evaporative system, his water distiller, what leaves as steam is pure water. What's left behind is everything that's not pure water. So that'd be the minerals, the lime, the calcium, etc. I think that the person who wrote that manual really meant to say, don't use city water or tap water, use and they used the word spring water, and they meant distilled water. I think that's the case. But you might want to check that out, because people aren't using the correct words all the time anymore. They really are not. So I really think what they meant was distilled water, unless they have some spring that they were referring to that does not have hardness in the spring. Maybe they're referring to some specific spring in their country where the water is not hard. So I think there's a miscommunication between the person who wrote that manual and what the person really meant. So you might want to check that out. I think distilled water is what you should do. If it says don't use distilled water, I don't get that at all. It makes no sense to me, none. But then
Vince, it didn't make sense to me either, because the brand is, it's called a Rowenta, and they're like $100 iron. So they're, and every booklet that I've had, and maybe you're right, maybe somebody writing it means to say, you know, distilled, and they don't understand the terminology that we use, because every other iron I've ever used has always said to use distilled water.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
so
the Rowenta.
I will call them.
Yeah, Rowenta is a top of the line manufacturing label. I mean, they really are, mm-hmm. And so it's not like this is some cheesy brand. This is the best of the best of the best, as far as I know. So I think someone didn't get it right in the copywriting department of Rowenta. Kathy, you were going to talk about potatoes. What do you see going on with potatoes?
Well, Vince, they're expensive. I think I've talked about it before. There was a 8-pound bag of baking potatoes, and it was almost $14. And that was at Walmart. And I feel like Walmart and Aldi's are not really good. They're not as good as they used to be. I never was a Walmart grocery shopper. I don't care for them personally. What I'm seeing and what I think has happened, Vince, is there's a less amount being planted, and I believe we're right in between the harvest now, too. So whatever's out there is like the end of the whatever we had harvested before. And so I'm finding some now. We have a place that there is an orchard, and they bring in potatoes. Now, I grew potatoes this year. I grew three different varieties, but it's not going to be enough to carry me through the winter. But if you get them fresh, like from the market, if you feel how hard they are, they're going to last a long time. So when it gets a little cooler here, I keep them in the garage, and I put newspaper, and I always take them out of the bag, because if you have one that's going bad or one that was nicked or something, it starts to spoil. It'll pretty much affect a lot of the potatoes around it. But I literally had my potatoes from last year last me almost all the way through the spring. They didn't sprout or anything. Now, I did have to bring them in a few times when we got really bitter cold weather. I kind of brought them in and I put them in my laundry room until that cold weather went away. But the price then, and it's onions too. Like onions and potatoes, there's a shortage. People are complaining, like, oh, I can only, sometimes there's only red onions. Or, now, I've seen it here and there. It's not as bad where I am, but I've seen pictures online where people just take the picture. There's just maybe the little fingerling ones or things like that. So whether or not it's a shortage, whether it's a supply chain thing or transportation thing, but the onions and potatoes are really what people are noticing. And then, like, I just looked at one of our flyers, and for a purple onion here was $2.39 for a purple onion. And for a sweet onion, for one, was $1.49. Now, I don't know what it's going to be like come winter. You know, maybe we're at the end of, you know, maybe we don't have this year's harvest yet. But I believe that normally at Thanksgiving time, they'll run those things on sale because people use them for Thanksgiving. And if you can, you know, stock up on them. But don't store your onions and potatoes together because that will make them spoil. So if you can keep them in a like a cellar or a cool basement or a semi, you know, insulated garage, I haven't had any trouble with mine freezing, Vince. But, you know, we talked about it before, Vince. You can dry them and rehydrate them. You can shred them or cube them or slice them, and they rehydrate pretty well. And, you know, Vince, I was thinking about you with you using your potato flakes for your bread recipe. Are you having any trouble finding those?
Absolutely. And during this class, I did some research. We used to be able to buy 5-pound bags of Idahoan brand instant mashed potatoes. And so these were dehydrated potatoes in flakes, and they're absolutely outstanding. Top of the line, I think. And it was about $8.50 for a 5-pound bag. During this broadcast, I went to Sam's Club and I typed in. Actually, here's what I did. And you can do this class. You can go to your search engine and type in Idahoan mashed potatoes, 5-pound bag. And you'll find results. And you'll find Sam's Club sells them. And then you go to Sam's Club, it says it's out of stock. Currently, it's out of stock. You can't get it shipped, you can't get it delivered, and you can't pick it up. It's out of stock. And then there was a listing for Walmart. Walmart sells them too. And then when you go to that link from your search engine, it says, uh-oh, this page cannot be found. So that page has been pulled. And then I found that Webstaurant store, like W-E-B-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T store, like web restaurant store almost, .com. They've got them at $26.49 for 5-pound bag. Now, they used to be, I'm talking 6 months ago, they used to be $8.49. Now it's $26. And $26.49 for what used to be $8.49. There is absolutely positively a problem. So I'm just doing a little bit of arithmetic right now. 1 second.
Well,
how much has it gone up? Three times. 3X. 3X.
Yeah.
Now, you can get it in smaller packages. You can get it in smaller, you know, fun size. But if you want, you know, the size that I would use, and I'd get the 5-pound bag, I would decant it into 64-ounce cranberry juice, you know, clear plastic bottles. Pack it in tightly, put the lid on, mark what it is. It would keep for a long time if you keep it cool and dry. And I would use about roughly a half a cup in the bread recipe. It was great.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and we're discussing domestic engineering here. And from California, David is calling. David, welcome. Well, David, we only have a couple minutes, literally, because there's something that I'd like Kathy to continue
with. Well, I can do it quick.
As soon as you're done with your comment.
Yeah, I can do it real quick. I don't know if you noticed it, but the auto workers are looking at going on strike, and the number they would like is $100 an hour. Now, if you were to look at $100 an hour to the minimum wage of when it was compared against gold, 1968, it took you exactly 20 hours at minimum wage to buy 1 ounce of gold. Now, look at the current price of gold divided by 20, and that's where the minimum wage should be. Now, that's going to be, I think, like $92 an hour today's rate, but... pretty close to $100 an hour. So the auto workers of today are only asking for what used to be the minimum wage of 1968.
Well, I know what you're saying is right, because I earned a minimum wage. It was $1.10 back then.
Yeah, and so
literally.
Yeah, so when I'm I don't know, you're familiar with the International Monetary Fund. The United States used to have the best reputation in the world. So all of the world's currencies, if they were going to have an exchange rate, it had to be against the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. dollar was the standard for the rest of the world. And the other countries would compare themselves against the U.S. dollar. Now, when Congress decides
this is a really good point. I think it's kind of clear that that inflation and the printing has caused this. I'm sorry, we have to go. I'd really like to continue.
All right, well, have a good week. I'm just self-preservation.
Call in again and let's flesh this out. I'm very serious about that, okay?
See you next time.
Yeah, thank you, David. I'm sorry to have to do that. Kathy, there's something that I wanted to cover. You have a PEMF device. It was from Lou Cassidy to me to you. And you've been using it, and I think you've had some pretty good results with it. And then you have a friend who was in serious trouble, and you and I talked about this on the phone. And class, this is not medical advice. This is not medical advice. And there's no monetary reason for us to say this other than this is what happened. These are the facts. Kathy, you felt that you should lend your PEMF device to a friend. Can you tell us what that situation was and what happened, please?
Yeah, Vince, we have a very close friend, and he was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. And when we found out, which was at least a year ago, oh, probably more like a year and a half ago, I talked to him about it, and I wasn't sure whether he'd be open to it, but I told him that the results that I had had using it, and I actually used it, I believe it helped me with my dog who had some ligament tears in her knee, and I would put it under her bed while she slept as much as I could. So I just said, well, his cancer is, we need to see if we can help him with the cancer. And so it was stage 4, and they really didn't know how much longer he would have. And right now it's in remission. It's holding its own. He is active. He's doing things. He's not in very much pain. He used to have a lot of back pain, and he even was getting pain, like, in his hips and different areas that it was starting to, like, affect him with working. But he just told me 2 days ago we saw him. And he said, my joints are not hurting. Even my wrists aren't hurting. And he is taking some of the medication from the doctors. It's not a high dose. The doctors really don't know what to say other than your numbers look good and just keep doing what you're doing. So it's a firsthand experience and, you know, watching this help our dear friend. And I'm very grateful to you, Vince. I'm very grateful.
Well, it's Lou Cassidy and Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey. And class, this is not a commercial. We just thought we would share this. And in my case, I use the pulse electromagnetic frequency device every day, and so does Mrs. Finelli. We sleep with it. And I would not be able to broadcast it. My opinion is I would be dead if it weren't for Dr. Shealy, Lou Cassidy, Dr. Sergey, with the technology, and they came to my rescue. And I was so impressed that it's actually working. It really is. I can do things that most 71-year-olds can't do. And even after having this horrendous lung problem, it's truly reversed it for me. I'm not claiming this is medical advice. I'm not saying that it'll work for anybody else. But that's what it did for me. And Kathy thought she should try it for her friend. She's tried it for herself. She's had remarkable results as well. But we can't promise anything, and we're not trying to. Just saying, here's what it did for us. And I thought we would share that story with class. Lou Cassidy, thank you very much. Dr. Shealy, thank you very much. Kathy, thank you. And Dr. Sergey, thank you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.